Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Major on the line with me. And listen, he's a phenomenal singer, actor, he has a foundation, he's doing amazing things. And hey, we got him on UrbanBuzzMag.com. So Major, jump on in, say hi, and let the people know what's going on.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. This is Major, platinum soul singer, my mama's favorite hope dealer. It is an honor to be here with Urban Buzz Magazine. I see the work that you do online all the time, and I'm super inspired by the encouragement that you platform. So to have this moment with you, Queen Nigeria, is an honor.
Thank you so much. It's always our honor to welcome new key players on deck. Major, you just recently received an award from St. Jude, and that is, I know, something that is near and dear to your heart. Talk about your involvement and how does it feel to be recognized?
Well, as I shared before, I'm my mama's favorite hope dealer. Hope is the theme of all things that I am about.
Right.
I want to make sure that people understand that hope is a powerful thing and that hope ain't ever canceled.
Ooh.
So St. Jude makes too much sense to be a mission that I partner with, because hope is what they amplify in all of the work that they do. They give hope to families,
right,
hope to young children that are struggling and warring through that crazy beast called cancer.
Yeah.
It's a mission and a movement committed to curing cancer and ending childhood cancer. And so as an ambassador, it has been my privilege and an honor to work alongside St. Jude to amplify that message and to assure that people are connected and committed to supporting the work that St. Jude does, so that we can have no child ever dying again of childhood cancer. I was recently recognized with the first annual St. Jude's Champion Spirit Award for my ambassadorship work and commitment and creative collaboration with them. And it was an honor. I am grateful. It means a whole lot to me. I've been nominated for a whole lot of awards.
Right.
But when you get recognized for your humanitarianism, the hope dealer work, it hits different.
That's
so thank you for even bringing that up.
Now, that's important because, you know, as artists, normally no one acknowledges them for their humanitarian work. I love that you said that word. Because also you have Major Hope Foundation.
Yeah.
You know, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, Major Hope is the name of my foundation, Major Hope Foundation. You can find out more information about it at majorhopefoundation.org. The foundation is a social action initiative committed to the amplification of hope in communities and people near and far. It's a work that is experienced and actualized through three programs: the Major Hope Experience, which is a concert experience from acoustic to live band that incorporates both motivation and music. I have projects that deal with the Major Hope Motivations and Major Hope Pep Talks that you can also find alongside my music wherever you get your music digitally. But that's the Major Hope Experience. The second program is confidence coaching, where I provide an intensive that helps to work on effective communication, etiquette, and also esteem boosting, helping young people and also adults to realize their value in life, so that we can live from a perspective that is higher than the low places that often marginalized communities are oppressed and suppressed to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just open people's minds to the possibility that they belong, and
come
the reality
on
that everywhere and every space that they put their feet in, that they have value and they are validated and they have a seat at this table called love and life. The last program is Random Drops of Hope, which is likened to that of random acts of kindness. But we just do these pop-up charitable activations where we may take over gas stations or grocery stores or women's shelters and just bless the people in any and every kind of way possible. And I do that through the support of donors and volunteers like the ones listening today. So if you want to pitch in so that we can continue to amplify this hope even bigger, remember to go to majorhopefoundation.org, and you can become a hope dealer today.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, on the airwaves, we have your single, Pumping. I prayed for you.
Say it again. Say it one more time. What's the name of it?
I prayed for you.
Yes. I want you to know, Miss Nigeria, this ain't just some passive statement of, I'm going to pray for you.
Come on now.
I'm telling the folks, I prayed for you. I actually did it.
Yes.
I actually called out your name. I thought about you and gave it to the Lord. You remember Dorothy Norwood used to have a song that she used to say, somebody pray for me.
Yes.
Me on their mind.
Yeah.
Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. Nigeria, I'm so glad they prayed for me. And I just want people to know that this soul singer, Mr. This is why I love you. I prayed for you.
Amen. And that's part of a new project. You have an EP called Hope.
The Hope of My Soul.
Come on.
This is what it is. I couldn't shake. I know that God has used me in mainstream to live out my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oftentimes people say he's an R&B singer. He's a soul singer. I am a soul singer, but just like a Ray Charles and a Aretha Franklin, it started in the church. But
that's right.
I want to say more specifically, I'm still in the church. I live in a way where I made a commitment to God that if mainstream was the world and the space that he would allow me to thrive, not only am I going to cross over, but I'm going to take the crossover with me.
Mm.
And so that has been my commitment. And I am so grateful that I get to sing songs like I Prayed for You.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it on both gospel and mainstream
That's
radio.
Right.
Because
That's right.
The message is the message. And it's always going to be kingdom.
Okay. I had to calm down. My spirit running all around the room. I had to calm down. I love these kind of interviews. You know, I tell people it's nothing like when the saints get together now. Right.
Stop playing with them. You already know.
Come on now. Slow it down. Let's slow down a little bit. You know how the Holy Spirit do. Now, besides being a phenomenal singer, besides being a wonderful humanitarian, and salute to you as a Black man giving back to his community, his household, and etc. Okay? An actor. Okay?
That's
now tell me, tell me, what came first? Was it singing or acting? How you became interested in entertainment?
Well, you know, that's like a complex thing because folks always thought I was acting up every time when I showed up as a kid, but it was just, I had so much creative juice flowing through me that I wanted to get it out. But I will say I sang my first solo before I did my first theater performance.
Okay.
But early on as a kid, it was music and acting at the same time.
Oh, okay.
My first solo, I remember with the Mass Choir was Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy. At the same time, when I was 8, I remember singing I did my acting, more specifically, for a Reynolds Wrap commercial. So that's kind of wild. You have me reminiscing. I haven't thought about that in a minute.
That's
but
all right.
I've been acting for quite some time, but more recently, beyond my work on the TV show Star as Queen Latifah's son on that TV show, and also as Curtis Mayfield in Genius Aretha, the TV series on Hulu, starring Cynthia Erivo and Courtney B. Vance about Aretha Franklin's journey. I just recently wrapped my episode of the TV show Found on NBC, and it was an incredible episode. This whole TV series talks about the missing brown and black kids that go under the radar. And it's a brilliant project, a brilliant drama. But I was honored to be able to guest star in that this past week. And I'm so grateful for opportunities to be able to flex my theatrical muscles, because that's an endearing part of me just as much as music is.
Yes. And I think one of our reporters caught you out there in Atlanta with the Dietrich Haddon Project as well.
Oh,
The
his
Fallen.
Film. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, The Fallen with Dietrich Haddon. I was super grateful to be a part of that. I believe that's right now on Tubi. And for those that still have their Christmas tree and Christmas lights up, I need y'all to get over to Tubi or Amazon Prime or Roku or Pluto TV and check out my recent Christmas movie, A Heart for Christmas. And yeah, I'm talking to the ones that still got their lights and their Christmas trees up. You may listen, if you're going to be stuck in the season, go ahead and finish. Watch the movie.
I love it. Oh, my goodness.
So funny.
Yeah, so that is good. That's something we needed to know, that both acting and singing, theater, that is phenomenal. I love when people are not afraid to spread out their wings and do what they feel.
Right.
You know, like, we can't be like, all I do is this and all I do is that. We are gifted.
I mean, listen, there are some people that have one gift, but it's what you do with your talent. Think about the parable of the talent.
Yes.
Do what you have been gifted to do and do it well. And if that is many things, do many things well.
That's right.
But let me say this. The Bible, for those that are busy because they think busy is synonymous with productive or it's synonymous with success, let me explain something. Pace is grace. You are not obligated to do everything all at the same time. Give each thing its dedicated time.
Yes.
And focus and proper stewardship. That's what stewardship really is. Mm. And God calls us all to be stewards of what he has allotted us. But I'm going to say this scripture, and I want us to hear it this way from here on out.
Come on.
The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is very true.
Right.
But what it does not say is I can do all things at once through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
God never wants us to get so caught up in just being busy that we are not productive and fruitful, because being scattered and congested will stop a good thing from moving into the fullness of what it was intended to do. So I plead with the super gifted to lean into each thing with dedicated time and to remember that pace is grace. God could have created the entire world in one day, He decided to take six and rest on the seventh.
Jesus.
Listen, Miss Nigeria, you know what's funny? Just some comedic relief.
Come on.
When that download just came, I just realized that may be how Take Six, the singing group, got their name. Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they all met in church.
Yeah.
And maybe they were literally saying, God could have created the world in one day, but he decided to take six.
I love it.
To rest on the seventh.
Come on.
Somebody, I'm bottom of it.
Listen,
I'm
gonna get to the bottom. Right, both of us are going to investigate.
Mind you, I think what I heard is people were so used to hearing, just take five.
Oh.
And they were like, well, we're going to take six.
Okay.
I'm gonna let them have the more spiritual, you know, so they can be real dignified.
Right,
I mean?
Right. Deep. just go on, be deep.
Yeah.
Now, the Project Hope of My Soul, what can we expect?
It's available everywhere right now.
Okay.
It's actually out now.
Okay, yes. Good. Yes. I know we love I Prayed For You, but is there another single on there that you love?
Oh, my goodness. I have one called Joy in the Battle.
Okay.
Joy in the Battle, it actually made its rounds as my single prior to I Prayed For You.
Okay.
And when I tell you, the people have enjoyed it because the message is simple. Choose joy.
Mm.
Anyway, we don't need the permission of our storm or circumstance to choose joy. We choose it anyway. And then our circumstance has no other choice but to fall in line.
Come on.
Our reality has no other choice but to obey that which we choose. Right. People don't understand, a lot of people, not all,
right,
don't understand that hardship and goodness, triumph and trial, all of it is a part of life. And if we wait until things are perfect, we rob ourselves of the opportunity to delight in the goodness of God at all times.
Right.
So
right.
That message of joy in the battle, joy in the victory, I keep my eyes to the heavens so my joy never slips from me.
Come on.
That message is to remind us that we can feel this goodness even as the storm passes. But remember, every storm runs out of rain.
Mm. That's right. Let me find out you got bars. I heard that little smooth drop right there. Let me find out. Coming out with a hip hop song.
I've been about it.
Okay. Okay, I hear it. So listen, family, we got I Prayed For You out there. We have the project Hope of My Soul. Major has dropped so much wisdom. I can't wait to post this. And Pace is Grace. Y'all need to put that on a sticky and put it on your desk and remind yourself, busy ain't it? Come on now. Oh yeah, my goodness.
That's it.
Come on, Major. Stop. Stop. Busy ain't it? And use your talents as best as you can that God, the good Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ has allowed us to have and share in all the world. Now, Major, tell them all your social media, how they can connect with you.
Now That's Major on all social media platforms. NowThat'sMajor.com. Remember, Major, when you see it, is all capital letters and a period. Okay. Major is the name my mama named me, by the way, Nigeria.
Okay.
Just like you have that beautiful special name, my mama gave me a beautiful special name in Major.
Oh, thank you.
Just as an artist, I capitalize every letter and add a period because I mean that thing, and it's also easier to Google me.
Right.
So if you type all capital letters, Major and a period in that search, you can find my music everywhere and you can find more about my message of hope. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with you here at Urban Buzz Magazine. I am honored and I look forward to seeing you all on the road, on those red carpets and wherever.
Yes, yes.
It means so much to me.
Well, as we say, Major, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to do your humanitarian work, as you continue to bless us on the screen, and definitely thank you for blessing our eardrums with such powerful, soulful, lyrical music. We appreciate you for that. And whenever you drop something else, consider us and we would enjoy being one of your media outlets.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much and much love to you and your team.
Thank you.